Good morning. How are you doing today? Okay. If it continues like that, I think it's going to rain. Eh? Looks like. I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, I understand that our French-speaking brothers and sisters are in a different meeting right now. Is that correct? Yeah. So one would say that the French-speaking outnumber the English-speaking here in this conference, right? Because we don't have many of our English speaking here, but it's all good. We are happy, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be also speaking to those who are watching online. Maybe over the next 10 years, I would assume, you have come to know Sten Jensen as the communication director for the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada. Sten was called to this position in 2012, and after 10 years of service, he retired in January of this year. At the end of January, Sten retired, and I was called to serve in this capacity beginning March the 1st. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Messenger magazine. Let me ask you this, how many of you receive the Messenger every month at home? So mostly everyone here, right? If for any reason you do not receive the Messenger, I want to remind you that every Seventh-day Adventist member or even some friends of the church are entitled to receive a free copy of the Messenger every month. Now, over the past few years, some people have decided not to receive the paper copy at home. They want to go online because the magazine is made available online every month. You can also look at the magazine online every month. But if you'd rather have the paper copy, the hard copy, we are sending that free of charge every month to every Seventh-day Adventist member throughout Canada. And outside of Canada, people can actually subscribe to receive the Messenger magazine. Before I tell you a little bit about the history of the Messenger, I know some of you have been receiving the Messenger for many years, but before I tell that, let me show you a picture here of my family. There are a couple of reasons I'm showing this picture. First of all, because they are not here, right? And second, they were not able to come here this time. Second, because tomorrow particularly, I'm going to be going around taking pictures and making videos, and I don't want people to think, who is this guy who comes here and takes pictures of people here? I just wanted to think that, you know, I'm a normal person. I think I am, at least. And I'm married, have two children, two precious gifts that the Lord has given us. And before serving in this capacity with the Messenger, with the communication department at the SACC, I was pastoring a few churches in Ontario, in the Ontario Conference. And prior to that, I served with It Is Written Canada for 6 years. And I had the privilege of coming here to the Maritimes a couple of times with Pastor Bill Santos when he was the speaker back then. We traveled all across Canada, and that gave me the privilege of getting a glimpse of what the church looks like all across our beautiful country. And prior to that, prior to It Is Written, we were living here in the province of Quebec, not here, there in the province of Quebec, and for 2 years, and prior to that, we were in Brazil. That's where I come from. And I worked for many years for the South American Division Media Center there. And that's where the connection comes with the work of media and communication, as I have been called to do this work here. I want to show you a picture of our team. This is the Messenger team. On your far left, you have Adriana Lewis. She's the first point of contact. If you write to us, if you call us, she'll be the person talking to you. Next to her, we have Amy Perez, who is our graphic designer. Does all the work of graphic design and makes our magazine look beautiful. And next to me, to your right, we have Roland Giguère, who is originally from Quebec. And she is the one who coordinates the French, the messenger in French, Le Messager. And I'm going to talk about the magazines in a short while. But the messenger is the official paper of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada, right? Our responsibilities there in the office are not only related to the messenger, but also related to the work of communication for the office of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada, the SDACC. And so we deal with all of that. And speaking more specifically about the messenger was formerly called the Canadian Union Messenger. Maybe some of you have been around longer than I have. We'll recognize that name, the Canadian Union Messenger. It was first published around 1903, so roughly 100 and not 100, but roughly, yes, 120 years. Is that correct? Yes. So the archives of the General Conference have copies, digital copies of the messenger online. Showers of blessings, right? And you can check those older publications on the site at AdventistArchives.org, and they are available there. Now, the messenger was printed across different locations across Canada until around 1952. And then Miracle Press started printing the messenger in 1952. And to this day, it's been 70 years now, the Miracle Press continues to print the Canadian Adventist messenger. What a blessing, right? What a blessing. So it was not until 1977 that the union, the SDACC, decided to bring the messenger home, to produce it in-house. And in 1996, the SDACC hired an editor to do that work. The first editor for the messenger that was produced by the SDACC was Shelley Nolan. And after Shelley Nolan retired in 2000, she was replaced by Carolyn Willis. And after that, in 2006, Crystal Steves assumed the role of editor for the messenger. And she was the editor from September 2006 to December 2011, when then Stan Jensen was called to do this work. And he started in 2012. Now, when Stan was called to be the messenger editor, he was also called to be the communication director. It was a new position that was created in 2012. So Stan assumed both offices. And since then, it's been like that. So that's why I'm not only the editor for the messenger, but also in charge of communication. Now, I want to show you a number of pictures here, a number of slides. And I don't want to say much, but I want to ask you if you can recognize at least one thing, at least one thing that these pictures have in common. They may have many things in common, and I will name to you two at least. But if you can recognize one thing that all these pictures have in common. Okay, so here's the first one. The print is small, but this is Maureen Westhaver. There's another picture here of Ern and June Brake, right? There is another slide here, which is an article called The Blessing of Small Churches, and it's been signed off by Henrique Piper Silva. The next one has Melissa and Jason Cook and the Cook family. The next slide here has Mervyn Kempert. Then the next slide, I don't know if you can recognize, John Wesley. The next slide has someone that you should be able to recognize as well. And the next slide, it's actually highlighted there. There is something from the Bay of Fundy Flyers team. pathfinders. And finally, there is this story that was written by Victoria Brunet. Now, what can you realize here that there is in common among all these pictures? Anything? Yeah, they're all people that either were born here in the Maritimes or have worked for the church here or have some connection with the Maritimes. And why am I showing this picture? The other thing that all these slides have in common is that they have been, they are articles that have been published by the Messenger, right? Either interviews or stories that these people have written. And the reason I'm showing this to you is to reaffirm the commitment that the Messenger has to tell the story of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada, all throughout Canada. And this includes, for sure, the Maritimes, right? So we are committed to telling. This is the official paper of the church. We're committed to highlighting and telling stories from here, from the Maritimes as well. Now, earlier this year, the Messenger received four awards called, some of them called honor or awards of merit. And I'm going to give you an idea of what these awards were, because you know that we do the work for the Lord, we work for the Lord, we work for the church, but I think it's interesting to acknowledge that the magazine has been awarded and recognized outside of Seventh-day Adventist circles. So the Associated Christian Press, the Associated Christian Press is the oldest religious press organization in North America. And every year, they give some awards to people involved in religious press across North America. So this past May, they held their award ceremony online, and several Adventist publications actually were awarded. And one of those publications was The Messenger. And the print is really small here, but these four awards I'm going to mention to you quickly, they were first an award of merit for national reporting in short format. And this was for an article written by Heidi Morehouse, who is one of our teachers. And she wrote a story telling how students and teachers were coping with the first wave of the pandemic, right, the first lockdown and all of that, how they were making lemonades out of the lemons that came their way. And this was published in July of last year. The next award is another award of merit for a piece of poetry called A Lament for the Known but Unnamed. This piece of poetry, this poem, was written by Pastor Campbell Page, who spoke to you here yesterday morning, right? Pastor Campbell Page, who is the Indigenous Ministries Director at the SACC. And the other two were for the graphic design work that Amy Perez does for The Messenger. So I am comfortable, you know, talking about this because I'm not promoting myself here, because all of this came as a result of the work that was done last year when The Messenger was still under the leadership of Stan Jensen. So we praise God that the message is, the Messenger and the message is getting across, and people are reading it and recognizing that we do everything for the Lord, but we do with professionalism and with quality, right? And this is the work of the church in Canada. Now, The Messenger, as I said, exists to tell the story of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada. And what is this story? The story of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada is not the description of the buildings we have built, the land we have acquired, or great things we have done. The story is the story and the proclamation of mine and yours, individual and collective faith. It's the story of my conversion, the story of your conversion, the story of what our local church communities are doing for the growth of the gospel. So at the communication department, we have a large portfolio, right? As I said, it's not only The Messenger. I'm going to go back and talk about the different versions of The Messenger that we have. I'm going to do that shortly. But there are some things I need to highlight to you so you can get an understanding of everything that God is allowing us to do. And some of these things, if not them all, they are really exciting. And I'm excited about those, and I hope you can get excited about it as well. So, over the past 6 years, the communication department, under the leadership of Stan Jensen, solidified the successful negotiation that they had with CRTC, with the Canadian Radio Television, with the Canadian Telecommunications Commission. And this was to allow Hope Channel to be broadcast here in Canada. Now, you have no idea of the miracle that this was, and maybe you do, but CRTC will not normally allow a single faith, single point of view channel to be broadcast across Canada. But God worked a miracle, and through the persistence and of Stan Jensen, and through much prayer, and through the commitment and collaboration of other church members and pastors, this was accomplished. And CRTC has approved Hope Channel to broadcast all across Canada. And not only that, CRTC went ahead and approved the Spanish language Hope Channel or Esperanza TV to be broadcast in Canada as well, 24 hours by 7. So as we look forward, right, we look forward into the future, and we think, how can we continue to grow the work of communication? How can we make the communication department, not only at the SDACC, but at the conference level and at the local church level, your communication director at the local church level, how can we pull forces together, and how can we help advance the work of the church? I'm going to share some ideas with you, and I hope that you may see yourself in one of these, or maybe more than one, or in all of these ideas, and maybe we can pull things together going forward. Some of the things that we are looking forward to doing in the next few years is to develop strategic publicity for the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada. You know, there is a lot of bad publicity that gets out there when something doesn't go very well in the church. You know, when the press will quickly pick up on that, and I'm not criticizing or blaming the press. I think they're doing their work. But I think we can also, and we should be highlighting the good things, the positive things that happen in the church work. So I'm going to show you a video clip. It's like a 1-minute video clip. And this is just an idea, just to give you an idea of the things we are preparing there in our office. And we are going to make available to every single church in Canada, every conference, so that, and this is one example, so that we can talk more about what the church is all about. So this is one example. We want to produce, you know, short video clips like this for occasions like Mother's Day, like Father's Day, like Canada Day, like Thanksgiving, right? And put this out on social media, on the web and make it available to you, to every member of the church, so that you can share that as well with your friends. And so that they can see, you know, that Seventh-day Adventists are people like them who have been saved by the grace of God, right? And that we do have a message to share, but we do that in love and in passion. Another thing we want to do, we want to be able to do, is to create a network of Adventist news professionals. It may be out here in the Maritimes, there are journalists, there are people who work with writing, there are people who work maybe for media outlets, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear from these people so that we can create this network of collaboration across the country. And also, we want to continue to produce not only videos like that, but PDFs and printed materials that will be made available free of charge for use of local church communication leaders. You know, as you faithfully contribute to the church through your tithes and offerings, part of that comes to the SDACC to make sure that the ministry of the church goes forward. And we want to give back to the local church by producing these resources and materials. And I want to talk to you about the Messenger family of magazines, right, that I promised to go back to. So you are probably familiar with the English Messenger, which has been produced, as I said, since 1903. This is the cover of the July issue of the Messenger, which you may have received by the beginning of the month. Actually, the August issue of the Messenger is out in the mail as well. So when you get back home, you'll probably have it in your mailbox, or it should be coming sometime next week. Now, along with the English Messenger, in 2014, Stan Jensen started producing the French Messenger, Le Messager. Now, you know, my early days here in Canada, one day someone came up to me and said, you know, there is a province in Canada. There is only one province where French and English are both official languages. And do you know where it is? And I said, oh, I'm sure I know. It's Quebec. And they said, no, it's wrong. It's actually New Brunswick. And so I understand there's a large French-speaking population here. So if you are French-speaking, or you know someone who is, that is not receiving Le Messager, please contact us and we'll make sure that you receive it, right? The Messenger goes out every month. Le Messager goes out every other month. So it's a six issues a year. And then after that, you'll see a cover there of the Messenger, where you see Messenger up there in English, and you see Sharing Jesus with Didi. Now, this is what we call the South Asian edition of the Messenger. And you might be thinking, well, the English Messenger is written in English, the French Messenger is written in French. Why is the South Asian Messenger written in English as well? Why not in Hindi or Bengali or Punjabi? Well, the reason is this magazine is produced, and it goes out four times a year. It is produced for people like you and I who maybe do not have a South Asian background. So we can get to know more of this culture and know how to interact with people who have that cultural background. Because South Asians in Canada represent the largest immigrant group of all immigrant groups, right? More than Asians. So it's Northern Asians. So it's Southern Asians. And this magazine is being produced, has been produced since 2018 with that intent that we can get to know better how to relate to people from that cultural background. And finally, the other one you see also published in English is the Messenger, the Muslim edition. And again, it's written in English, not in Arabic, because it is a way to help those who are not Muslims understand a little bit more about people from that religion and the religion itself, so we can better relate to them. We have a story to tell, right? We have a story to tell about our Savior, and we want to do that in a wise way, in a way that we'll be able to connect with people first, so then we can share our message. Outside of that, we'll continue to do media work, as I mentioned, And there is one more thing in particular, that is related to the work of media, which is also part of our responsibility at the communication department at the SDACC. And this is where you and I and every person can and should get involved. And this, you know, will involve what I'm going to talk about next, is something that needs to involve the conference administration. But I have talked to the conference already, and I will continue to make my appeals. This is something that has to involve every pastor. This is something that needs to involve every church member for this to continue to go forward. It has to do with our media work, and it has to do with Hope Channel Canada. So as I said, Hope Channel is now authorized to broadcast across Canada, right? But one thing is to have CRTC approval. So we can say, as I have said here a couple times, Hope Channel is allowed to broadcast anywhere in Canada because CRTC has approved it. That's just the first step. We need not only to have it allowed to broadcast, but we need to have it available. And how can we have Hope Channel available? Well, it's available on the internet, but we also want to make sure that it's available on many different cable networks across Canada. And that's a reality already, in part. It is available at some cable networks, but not as widely as we would wish for. And I'm going to show you, another video clip here. This is a little bit longer, but we'll still be in time here. And this is roughly 6 minutes long, and it tells about what has been done about Hope Channel, to make Hope Channel available, and how we, you and I, can get involved. Whether we are a local church member only, whether we hold office in our local church or not, whether we are pastors, whether we are conference staff, conference administrators, each one of us can play a role in this. So please watch this video clip. This was produced by the British Columbia Conference, okay? So we will see that the president of the British Columbia Conference is actually addressing his membership, but it's an appeal that is valid for anyone across Canada.
Beloved members of the British Columbia Conference church family, it's always a joy and a privilege to greet you. This month we have a special feature for you. Elder Mark Johnson, Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada president, the so-called SDACC, he has prepared a beautiful, inspiring, spiritual, and evangelistic video for us. There is a story behind this video and the project itself. I'll share that with you at the end. For now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the video.
British Columbia, known for providing leadership and innovation to the world field. When the Hope Channel was envisioned by Brad and Candace Thorpe, the first place in Canada to host the church's official TV channel was British Columbia. The BC Conference Communication Department called all their pastors to visit their local cable companies and ask how to make this dream a reality and to allow the Hope Channel to increase their reach. One of the pastors in British Columbia at the time, Charles Aguilar of the Terrace SDA Church, was able to make an arrangement with the City West Cable Network, and they agreed to allow broadcasting for the Hope Channel.
It all started when Stan Jensen, then Communications Director for the British Columbia Conference, shared his vision to the pastors with simply a question: what would our churches look like if and when we engage media in our ministries? And that got me excited. I shared the same vision to my church and to the church board, and they got excited. So we drafted a letter engaging our churches addressed to the cable, local cable TV. And through that campaign, I then invited Stan Jensen to come on the ground and approach the executives of the TV on what we could contribute as a church to their channel and to their business. And that got the executives excited, and they approved our request and put Hope Channel on City West Cable TV. And when it was out there, our church members got very excited just with the thought that the church in itself has contributed to the well-being of the communities around Terrace Seventh-day Adventist Church.
With the willingness of sponsorship from City West Cable Company, we applied to the CRTC for approval to broadcast our message anywhere in Canada. All we needed was a miracle. Thankfully, we know someone who provides those, and he delivered. The Hope Channel is now the first and only single faith, single point of view network permitted. It's important to note that all it takes to get Hope Channel available in your town is a petition with as many names as possible to be presented to your cable company. The first answer from them might be no, but think of that as a maybe and do all this in fervent prayer. However, making the Hope Channel available to everybody is very different from people actually watching it. Here's an example of our efforts to make this happen. A few years ago, we spent about $30 on Google ads in the town of Oliver. Because of those ads, 75% of those who requested access to the Hope Channel from their local cable company were from Oliver. Ads seen on Google and Facebook are very efficient and inexpensive ways to get excellent results. Some examples of what is shown on the Hope Channel are learning about Bible prophecy, cooking tasty vegetarian recipes, or developing a deeper understanding of the Bible. We ask you to join us in our mission to get Hope Channel in every home across Canada. Get those signatures. Go down to your local cable company. Be a part of the movement. We need action and prayer to share this good news with everyone. When your cable company needs more information for broadcasting, they can reach us at info@hopetv.ca.
It was amazing, wasn't it? Let's go straight to this story. A few years ago, Stan Jensen, now our former SDACC Communication Director, he came to our camp meeting, as he also went to all the other conferences' camp meeting. And he challenged each administration, including us, of course, and the members, requesting them that, in an amazing move, he managed to contact the cable companies, and they're willing to make the Hope Channel available if there is a demand for that. And he challenged us then. We failed. But in October last year, he came with a letter saying that was his last project before he would retire. That letter of his touched my heart. And I said, I have a responsibility to share this with our constituents and allow them to write letters and request them in the name of Jesus to write letters to their cable company requesting them to make the Hope Channel available to them. Once they have it, they can share this with their friends and neighbors and family members and share with them the blessings of the message of the Hope Channel. Hundreds and thousands of people have already given their hearts to Jesus because of the ministry of the Hope Channel. I make this my plea as your spiritual project, evangelistic project for the year 2022. Write letters to your cable company. Request them to have the Hope Channel available. And once you have it, share with everyone around it. The Lord will bless this endeavor, and souls will be won for His kingdom. That's our project. Let's put our hearts on this, and the Lord will bless us richly. Thank you.
So you see, it doesn't really take much, right? You just have to contact your local cable company. If you have cable, or you live in a neighborhood where people watch cable, you just have to write letters to them, telling them that you'd like to have Hope Channel on their grid. And if only I were to write a letter, right, they will say, well, it's just one person requesting. But if more people start doing that, if more people start contacting them, they'll say, well, there is a demand for Hope Channel, and we are going to make it available. So Hope Channel is available on City West cable and also on East Link. East Link is available, right, as well. So, but we need to make this available all across Canada. And I've heard that Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, New Brunswick, all across the Maritimes, this is a place where we can more easily get Hope Channel on the grid than maybe other parts of Canada. And so all we have to do, all we are asking, right, and I'm going to be talking about this to everybody I meet, to from conference administration to members, all it takes on your part, all it takes on my part is to write a letter at this point to our cable company. And let God do the work, right? So hopefully the cable company will be touched and will see that there is a demand. And if they need more information, as Pastor Mark Johnson mentioned, you can contact us or they can contact us through info@hopetv.ca or give us a call at the SDACC. Hope Channel has been producing content for many years, right? So once you tune into Hope Channel, the programming is already there, right? So it's just a matter of getting it available, making it available. So we need to increase not only viewership for the Hope Channel in Canada, we need to increase availability so that more people can watch it. And over the next few years, it is our desire to, as a union, to produce TV quality material that we can also send to Hope Channel so that they can include. So this is a conversation we have already had with Hope Channel since Stan Jensen was here, and I have contacted them as well. And they say this, well, if you have programming that you want to see included on the Hope Channel schedule, send it to us. So right now, as you may know, It Is Written in Canada airs on Hope Channel, right? So if we have more programming, more Canadian content, we can send that to them, and they will broadcast that. They will air that straight there from their studios to all the world or to North America. And the more content we have produced here in Canada, the more we can send it, they'll continue to air it. So we want to make sure that Hope Channel Canada becomes, over time, as Canadian as it can be, with more Canadian programming being made for Canadian viewership, right? So pray about that and let the Holy Spirit work with you so you can share the good news. And as I said, it only takes a letter, and the TV network is already operational. It's already out there. We, as the messenger and as communication department, at the SJCC, we are always looking for amazing stories told by passionate storytellers. That's what keeps the messenger going. We need good stories. So if you have a story, if it's the story of your conversion, if it's the story of your life work, things you have done in life, and how you have talked to a neighbor, how you have shared Jesus with a neighbor, we want to have those stories. The stories of baptisms, you know, how people came. We want to make sure that every other Adventist across Canada has access to that story, right? Because these stories will warm up our hearts. What does the Bible say? If you have your Bibles with you, what does the Bible say in Revelation chapter 12 and It's verse 11. Revelation 12, 11 says, they have conquered him. Talking about the saints, right? They have conquered the devil. And there were two weapons there by which the saints conquered the devil. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. So those two things go together, the blood of the Lamb and the power of your testimony. Now, the blood of the Lamb, there is nothing you can do about, because it's provided, it's been provided by the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. But the word of your testimony, it is powerful, and that's something you and I can and have to share so that others will be able to also be encouraged and overcome the devil. You know, one day Jesus will be coming. All the work that we do here, whether through, you know, the printed page or through media or by personal interaction, nothing beats personal contact, personal interaction. All of this will come to an end the day Jesus comes. And we'll rejoice. We'll rejoice because that's our blessed hope. The blessed hope of the appearing of the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But until that day comes, we'll continue to toil and labor here, making sure that we are faithful to the great commission that Jesus has left for each one of us. Right? And it takes all of us involved in this work. And I hope my presentation has given you some ideas on how you can get involved and how you can pray. If nothing else, you can pray for the growth and success of this work. And you know, before receiving the call to become a pastor, before feeling that call, and I was a musician, and I think I still am, and I will always be, because music is part of my very soul. It's part of my life. And so I want to finish singing with you something that I love. It comes right from the hymnal that will help us, you know, continue to fix our eyes up on Jesus, knowing that all of this will come to an end here on earth. And one day we're going to see him and be with him forever. And as I said, this is not a solo. This is not supposed to be a solo, at least not in my mind. So let's sing together. Okay? Do you like singing? Do you like to sing about the hope we have in the coming of Jesus? Yes, that's what keeps us going. So let's sing. My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll care. Sometimes you get tangled up with the things here of earth when we should be always looking up. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause the heart to tremble, remember there will always bring a smile. So until then, my heart will go on singing. Father, we thank you, Lord, because in your wisdom and in your love, you have reserved a place for us in fulfilling the great commission that Jesus has left for each one of us. We are so weak, Lord. We are so unworthy, so sinful. But by your grace, we have been saved. And through the perfection and righteousness of Jesus Christ, you look at us in a different way and you see in us co-workers and partners with Jesus for the salvation of others. And so, Father, my prayer this morning is that you may use each and every one of us. You may take what we have and give us what we lack, that we'll be able to go forward sharing this gospel of the kingdom in a loving, wise and effective way, so that, Lord, your kingdom may continue to enlarge, and soon when Jesus comes, he will have a larger family, a larger number of brothers and sisters to take home with him. We look forward to that day, and we pray, Lord, for your church here in the Maritimes. Bless the administration at the conference level, bless the conference staff, bless each pastor. Bless each church member, each young person, each child, Lord, each family represented here. Be with them all and help them be faithful, be courageous, and make us faithful till the end, even to the point of death, that we may be able to receive, to inherit the crown of life. This is my prayer, and I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So you can talk to me here at camp this weekend. But once you have it written out, you can send it to us by email or you can send it by mail. And we'll make sure we edit it and we include it in the messenger. So every Monday, unless when there is lots of traveling like there is now for a camp meeting. But every Monday we have an editorial meeting where we discuss the articles we have received, the stories, and we see what will fit into that particular edition of that month, right? And the stories, we try to keep them between 350 and 500 words, not longer than that, unless it's like the cover story, which has more feature, is highlighted, then we can go for 2, 3, or 4 pages. But usually 350 to 500 pages, words, is what will fill up a page. Yeah, so the question, the original question for those who are watching online, how can you have your story published in the messenger? And the follow-up question was, so do we have to go through the conference or do we send it directly to the messenger? You can send it directly to the messenger. You can send it directly to us. Okay? Any other questions? No? Okay. So either I'm a good teacher or you are shy. Or both. But thank you so much. Thank you for your welcome. Thank you, Pastor Solomon, for having me. Thank you to the AV crew. And we look forward to more blessings throughout the weekend, right? I'll be here. And I understand I'll have also a table in the resource area or the exhibit area, whatever it is, so you can come up and talk to me there. Okay? God bless you.